Talk to me.
Welcome to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thanks for joining us today. I'm Colette Marshall, Worldwide Brands Business Development Manager. I'm in for Chris Malta and Robin Cowie. You know, every year we see new trends driving product sales, and every month our product trading editor, Lisa Satora of WhatDoISell.com, brings us the latest in consumer product trending news. Last month, Lisa profiled five of the top new product trends and developments for 2008, and today she is back to continue telling us what consumers are going to be buying this year. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Colette. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's always wonderful to have you on the show. It's exciting. You always bring some new facts and interesting tips of the trade, which is great to hear.
Well, and I've got some more today on trends to profile. But before we jump into that, can I do a quick follow-up on something we talked about last month?
Because that would be great, please.
Great. Well, one of the trends, you know, we talked about last month were eco-friendly products. And we were the first to break the news on this show about the tremendous interest in green gadgets at the Consumer Electronics Show. Well, since then, something really exciting has happened, and that is that there's been the first Green Gadgets conference dedicated specifically towards eco-friendly electronics, and that just took place in New York this weekend. And we got a tremendous amount of listener feedback about people who were interested in green gadgets. And so I just wanted to mention that this conference just took place, and they have a Greener Gadgets conference website for people who are interested to go and learn more about this niche, because it's going to be a huge growing niche, and we're just in the infancy of this niche. So we had a lot of people ask about that. I wanted to mention that. Another thing I wanted to mention, and this is actually related, something we also talked about, was there was a huge media piece this weekend in the news, all the mass media, about toxicity levels in infants for products that had a chemical in it called phthalates. And phthalates...
And try to say that three times fast.
Yeah, I know. if you see how it's spelled, it's crazy. Anyway, very common baby shampoos, lotions, powders, et cetera. There's some studies that came out that found that they are may be exposing infants to chemicals. And so the reason why I wanted to mention this is for our listeners who sell organic or natural baby products, you want to showcase those right away. This was in the mass media. If you sell any type of natural toy, lotion, clothing, anything for babies, we're going to see a tremendous surge in internet searches because of this mass media article. So just wanted to give our listeners the heads up on that, and also to demonstrate that this is a reason why you need to be tracking what's happening in the media, because it's going to drive what your customers buy next. So two big stories over the weekend.
And definitely your Google alerts will help you out with that as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, so moving on to our trends.
Yeah, what are consumers going to buy? Tell us more.
Yeah, one of the questions I get asked, and I wanted to preface our trends with this today, is how deep should I source? How many products should I look at before I decide what to sell? And I wanted to mention that before we talk about our trends today, because a lot of times people do what I call surface sourcing. And this is something that I've been talking about for years. People say, I'm going to look at one or two products, and that's what I'm going to sell. Well, of course, what happens? Everybody else is looking at those same one or two products. And we're going into trade show season now. A lot of people are hitting the trade shows. There's really starting up here in February. And so people say, how many should I look at? And if you are not looking at least 15 to 20 different styles, brands, manufacturers, for example, if you're selling lawn furniture, you need to have a list in front of you, at least 15 to 20 different styles and brands and types and manufacturers of products, before you're even ready to make a decision as to what you want to sell on your website or in your store. So that's something to think about as we talk about our trends today, is that you want to go deep. You want to go into those sub-niches and micro-niches.
Right, and it's definitely not something that's hard to do. You know, it just takes a little bit of research in your area, and you can find them.
Absolutely. And it really is. I mean, that is really one of the keys to success for an entrepreneur who wants to sell products online. Now, one of the trends that I'm going to talk about right now actually plays into this nicely, because After years of consuming mass-produced products, today's buyers are hungry for something different. And this is where we get into those sub and micro niches. And what we're seeing here in 2008 is we're seeing a demand for customization of products from today's consumers. Now, listen to these statistics, and this is a study that was recently done by Forrester Research. 81% of customers are willing to pay more for customized products. This target market has higher incomes. 41% have household incomes of at least $75,000 or more, compared to 23% of all online customers. 50% of custom product buyers consider themselves leaders and are more likely to tell others about the products that interest them. So that means that if you're selling custom products, you've got a customer base who is willing to pay more, they have more disposable income, and they're more likely to tell their friends about your custom products. And the reason I wanted to put those stats out first is because I wanted people to understand how important this trend is. So let me go ahead and talk about this custom product trend and what exactly it means, because there's two ways you can approach it. So the first
thing, I'm all ears.
Did you want to get a word in edgewise?
What you're describing is one of the reasons why why home-based business owners, it's such an opportunity right now. This customized niche is something that you can get settled in. You can actually really make a business out of it.
Yes, you absolutely can, and there's multiple ways to do it. The first is, of course, to look to your suppliers, your manufacturers, distributors, wholesalers, and see what custom products they are already offering. Because there's different levels of customization. There's, complete customization where it's specifically made to order, and there's what we call a semi-customization or a pre-customization where a manufacturer will release a product that has maybe some custom colors that are limited or special editions that only will be available for a certain amount of time. Here's an example. Fireplace inserts, freestanding fireplace inserts where you can mount them onto your existing fireplace are very popular. We're seeing manufacturers now that are doing limited edition tile inserts where the customer can choose from 5 or 6 different colors, and so the supplier still ships it. You still order it from the supplier, and, of course, in something like that, you would have it drop-shipped. But what it does is instead of they have the same look and feel all year round, they may run these customized tile colors for 3 to 6 months, and that generates a lot of interest in the products.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to look to your manufacturers and see, are they offering any customized products, any special edition products, any limited edition products that you can then get out there and really promote as a custom color, a custom style, a custom design.
You know, Lisa, and this is something we always talk to our customers about, is your supplier communication. Building that relationship with your supplier is so key. Because when you ask them these questions, they're more than willing to tell you, these are the unique things we have, this is what's selling well, this is something that we're just coming out with, that you can help identify these trends and customizations.
Well, absolutely, and the advantage that our listeners have knowing about this customization trend up front is, think of it this way, if the supplier gets a call from a retailer saying, I know that there's a big trend towards customization, I understand it, I know how to promote it, and I have a customer base for it, that supplier is going to be very interested in working with you as opposed to someone who has no clue that this is going on. And again, this is one of the way that home-based retailers can get the advantage with the supplier, is by being knowledgeable about the types of products that the supplier is selling. So it's a great point. For example, Forrester Research identified that some of the most popular areas for customization were in these categories: jewelry, linens, home decor, apparel, footwear, and accessories. That's what Forrester found. Now, I've found there's some other really interesting areas as well for customization, and that lends itself to people who want to buy from suppliers but who also want to do what I call, and we talked about this last month a little bit, mashups or embellishments. And let me talk about the second area of customization, and then I'll I'll go over my examples. So imagine this. You're going to, let's say we have people who want to import. Maybe they want to import, let's say, an end table for an example. And it's a plain white table. You import these tables. You know, what's special about it? Not much. However, when you, for those entrepreneurs who want to have a hand in this customization, when you customize or embellish that table, now all of a sudden you've got a unique product. You've got something that the buyers want because they're looking for customization, and you or somebody you've hired, if you don't have to do it yourself, has put the unique touch on it. Now, the difference between this and making it yourself is there's a difference between building that table and importing or buying a plain table or a plain mirror or a plain piece of clothing, a plain T-shirt from a wholesaler.
Well, Lisa, I know we've got lots more to talk about on this, and there's so many things you can do with customization, so we will be right back. It is a time for a break. After the break, we'll talk more about customization. Subscribe to our free product sourcing newsletter at productsourcingnews.com. We'll continue learning more with Lisa Satoru when we return. I'm Carlette Marshall.
You're listening to Product Sourcing Radio with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
By following proven tax strategies, it is true that the wealthiest Americans pay taxes at a lower rate than most middle-class Americans. And of all the tax strategies, there is one that trumps them all. The good news is, if you're a small or home-based business owner, you can use this secret to legitimately slash your tax bill today. We're the Tax Club, and we want to reveal this top secret strategy of the ultra-rich to you. Call us and we'll spend up to 30 minutes on how you can best use this secret. Plus, we'll give you a whole slew of other tax reduction tips and techniques that'll save you money now and for years to come. The only cost is 30 minutes of your time. But we think it'll be the best possible action you can take to make your business more profitable. Plus, you'll also get a free special report from the Tax Club on the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. We're nationwide, and we're the Tax Club. Give us a call at 1-800-462-7907. That's 1-800-462-7907.
Introducing doityourselfaudio.com, the fast and easy way to add your own voice or audio on the internet in minutes for business or for fun. Listening to audio on the internet is getting more and more popular. Now, with doityourselfaudio.com, it's fast and easy for you to add your own voice or audio to your websites or use it to send audio emails. It's simple and easy. All you need to do is log on to doityourselfaudio.com. Provide us with your name and email address, and then you'll be given a phone number and a PIN access code. Call up the number, record your message, and hang up. Within seconds, you'll have an audio link on the internet with a recording you just made. It's simple and fast. There are no programs to download or equipment to order. Try it right now and hear yourself on the internet. Visit doityourselfaudio.com. That's doityourselfaudio.com.
Spend more time with your pets and less time at the pet store. Let's face it, you love your dog, cat, bird, or fish. They are not just pets, they are a big part of your life, and they deserve the very best. If you have never ordered online before, we can save you time and money. At OnlinePetCareProducts.com, we have everything you need at up to 50% savings compared to retail stores. That's 50% less, and your pet care products are delivered right to your door. The high-quality products your pet deserves. We carry just about everything, and our site is simple and easy to use. Log on to OnlinePetCareProducts.com. That's www.OnlinePetCareProducts.com. And see how we can save you time and money. We carry everything from collars to feeding supplies to prescription and non-prescription medicines. And you sure can't beat our prices. That's www.OnlinePetCareProducts.com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out MorePhotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you've ever missed an eBay auction because you weren't at a computer, you've got to try this free service from unwiredbuyer.com. Now you can bid at eBay auctions from anywhere using your cell phone. Here's how it works. 3 minutes before the auction ends, you'll get a call.
This is Unwired Buyer calling about your eBay auction status. Please enter your four-digit PIN number now. Currently, you are not the high bidder. To enter the minimum bid of $12, press pound. Congratulations, your bid placed through Unwired Buyer was successful. Currently, you are the high bidder.
If anybody outbids you, Unwired Buyer immediately lets you know, so you can place your bid so fast you can oftentimes beat out sniping software. If you want to hear this message more often,
you have won the auction. Please check your email for information from eBay.
Then go to unwiredbuyer.com and register for free. Unwiredbuyer.com.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand. Log on, listen, and learn.